This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Beam Podcast.
Sound really chipper.
That's weird. Joy 94.9.
It's not J Law. It's not J Lo. It's Joy Law.
And joining us on the line today for a bit of a change is Chris from KHQ Lawyers. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome.
Do you not want to sit in with us?
No, I'm just too busy and important today. You know, not really. I'm not yet. But I was also listening in and I was hearing about Tristan's dog and I was a bit embarrassed because my pug failed puppy preschool. So,
Dropout.
Yeah, she is, but she's so cute. She's just really dumb. Poor thing.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I know.
It's like that.
So it kind of ties into this because we're talking about children's matters today and what happens to kids post-separation. And, you know, dogs are like babies to me. So, thought it was a nice segue. But, guys, look, what we're seeing a lot of lately is disputes around children post-separation. You know, breakups, if you think about them in themselves, are really emotional for people. If you then throw a child in the mix, things can become really heated, people can do things, and it can lead to further disputes, which are not in anyone's best interest. I generally tell people when they come in here, you've got to co-parent with this other person pretty much for the next 15 to 18 years, regardless of whether the children, you know, are 18 or not. You're going to have to co-parent with these people, marriage, kids, grandkids, all of those sorts of things. So we as family lawyers see the sticky side of things and we sometimes see parents taking matters into their own hands and doing things like keeping a child, not returning the child to the other parent or taking quite drastic measures and abducting their child.
Oh, God.
Because as you say, there's so much going on when a relationship breaks down. You're dealing with the ending of the relationship. You might be dealing with the separation of property matters.
Yeah.
And then to have to negotiate and come to agreements in the best interests of the child or children.
That's right.
Must be such an emotional burden.
It really is. And generally, there's always one party that's further along in the separation. It was their idea to separate. They've dealt with the fact that they're separating prior to separation. And there's always one party who either didn't see it coming or is left quite gutted by the end of the relationship. And in some matters, and I'm generalising here, but if you have, say, one party who's had an affair or anything like that where they've hurt them, the only way to get back at that person is to use the children as pawns in any dispute. We often have people call up and say, look, we've got no orders in place. My partner has overheld the child, hasn't returned them. We've got an agreement. And there's a myth that they can call the police. Call the police and Victoria Police will fix everything. Victoria Police are brilliant, don't get me wrong. But in family law matters, we're governed by a federal piece of legislation, which means Victoria Police can't actually do anything. All they can do is go to the home and make sure that the child is safe, they're not at risk in any way, and do what's called a welfare check.
It really gets nasty, can't it?
It really does. It really does. So the next thing is we all often advise clients at the very start of the separation, come to a lawyer, ask us what needs to be done, have an agreement in writing. There are a number of ways to do that. Parties can have a parenting plan. I know we've discussed them briefly before, and they can have court orders. So even if we've got a court order, right, and somebody says, you know what, today I don't feel like returning my child, I'm really annoyed, I don't see my child enough, and I'm not returning him or her or the children.
Oh, it's not a jacket.
Yeah, well, still the police can't do anything. You've actually got to go to court, get an order to enforce the order.
What about... where the child is quite a young child, And I guess the parents have the power.
Yep.
I understand you want them to comply with the orders. But as a child gets older, as children get older, they sometimes create a mind of their own. And they might want to stay with the other parent, which might be contrary to the agreement.
Yeah, exactly. So what I say to clients in those circumstances is don't finalise. Like, children's matters are never final. So you, if you have, a 2 or 3-year-old, you don't want to have orders that provide, and I'm generalising, every second weekend with the other parent. Because the child's going to get older, they're going to want to spend more time with the other parent. So why would you lock yourself into a position like that? So orders, and if they're drafted well, really provide for an ongoing graduated increase in time with the what we call the non-resident parents, the parent they don't live with. And also, you know, they can continue to see a psychologist or a family therapist. Like, when people say separation, people think, oh, my God, it's going to be acrimonious and we have to have orders and everything in place. But if you engage, if you have a good lawyer and you get advice and you engage with a family therapist or a family dispute resolution practitioner, you can have things in place to ensure that your child is properly, you know, arrangements are made properly for your child as they progress and get older.
We are talking to Chris from KHQ Lawyers. We're talking about matters of family law and children. You've mentioned earlier on there, Chris, overholding. What is that?
Yeah. So what I mean, when I say overholding, I mean that one, there's an agreement in place and one party decides not to return the child. So the child's meant to come back on, say, a Sunday afternoon. They've been there since Friday. There are two forms of overholding. One is they've just overhauled and they'll agree to return the child. And the second form is actually abducting your child. So as soon as you know that your child has been overhauled, in whatever capacity, you have to contact a lawyer straight away. You can get into court within 24 to 48 hours to obtain an order for your child, which can be then enforced by the Australian Federal Police to recover your child. There have been circumstances where, and I've done one of these matters a fair few years ago now, where a child was actually on a plane about to leave Australia, and it was an after hours. We were able to find a judge, because they're always available after hours, and we were able to ground that plane, and the Australian Federal Police got on and removed that child. So there are, things can happen very quickly if there is a risk to the child, and the family court are very good at doing that, because it's not worth a child leaving the jurisdiction and then having to fight to have them returned.
Well, these are such serious matters. So, Chris, one last word of advice for any joysters who are listening who might find themselves in this situation. What should they be doing?
Always get legal advice at first instance. And I'm not saying that just because I'm a lawyer. These are your children. You need to make sure everything you are doing are in your best interest. In your child's best interest and yours as a family. And it's really, really important that you have proper arrangements and your child is protected post-separation.
Thanks for that, Chris. Well, we look forward to seeing you again next week. Around
look forward to it, guys.
In person,
that's right, for our Joy Law segment. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.